Paul, I'm sitting in the seat, and Tom usually sits here, and there's a big sign that flashes every 5 minutes. Ask an unfair question. Begin in a way that's going to put the guest on the spot. Perfect. So I guess I have to go for it. Evan Weinberger, you're the victim of a Bloomberg Industry Group, and I know that you cover the CFPB and all of the consumer regulation on the financial side. So I want to start with an unfair question, because there are some issues that have been coming about how to provide better and more secure data transfers and to level the playing field. How much discussion is there in the regulatory branches about how quickly banks pass along the interest increases that they're seeing from the Federal Reserve? We were just talking about how we're not getting it in our savings accounts and that, you know, you turn to CDs and things like that. Is that on the radar at all of the CFPB?
I think so. They are very much looking at deposit accounts and the way that banks are dealing with deposit accounts and, you know, how to prevent unfair practices. I don't think that they would get so in the weeds as far as like interest rate offerings, because, you know, the CFPB is barred from setting interest rates or interest rate caps or, you know, getting involved in interest rates at all. But if they find that, you know, they have a very expansive definition of what's unfair, what's abusive, what's deceptive. So if they find something that, you know, a bank isn't appropriately passing interest rates along to consumers, they would probably be looking to do something on that. They just can't specifically say you should be passing along X rate to Y customer.
So where is the sort of balance of focus right now at a time when people are borrowing more, but charge-off rates are going up and there is this feeling that we're heading into a downturn?
Right. Well, that is something they definitely have their eyes on. And so what they're looking at is just making sure, at least at the CFPB, making sure that, you know, banks are and other consumer credit offerers like payday lenders and fintechs and things of that nature, they're providing clear disclosures about, you know, what people owe and making sure debt collectors are, you know, following the rules that they're supposed to follow. There are some new debt collection rules that just came into effect a little while ago. So they're preparing for a downturn. They're monitoring mortgage markets to make sure that, you know, that mortgage servicers are providing the right options for people who are facing trouble paying off their mortgages. That hasn't started happening so much yet, but it's definitely something that's on their radar right now.
Hey, Evan, how independent is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau?
I think that's kind of in the eye of the beholder. You know, Democrats, when they set this up, they wanted it to be independent. So they gave the director protection from a single director protection from being fired by the president. The Supreme Court said that was unconstitutional. Now the president, now the director is an at-will employee, but they also made it independent from congressional funding. So it's funded through the Federal Reserve as opposed to through the congressional appropriations process. Now Democrats say, you know, the CFPB director has to come before Congress twice a year at least to answer questions. They're subject to congressional oversight, but Republicans really, really want to bring it into the appropriations process. And they say that, you know, that would prevent it from becoming a rogue agency that doesn't answer to anyone.
What's your sense more broadly of how much competition is taking care of some of the issues that the CFPB used to focus on? And I'm thinking of, for example, the competition with Visa and MasterCard from Apple Pay or some of these other tech companies that are looking for alternative means.
Well, I think actually the most interesting one to look at right now is overdraft. So there's always been a lot of complaints about overdraft fees. They were, you know, on average $35, even if you just went, you know, overdrafted your account by a few bucks. It got a lot of attention from Democrats in Congress. The CFPB was always talked about doing a rule. They never did it, but they've started putting pressure on. And there's also been a lot of market demand for changes, and the fintechs have been offering products that don't come with overdraft fees. So a lot of banks, you know, Citibank, you know, Bank of America, PNC, they've either dropped overdraft fees or they've severely, you know, limited how much they charge. They're offering accounts that don't cover, don't have overdraft protection. So that's one area where you're seeing a lot of competition from fintechs, from smaller banks, from smaller companies coming in and pushing the bigger banks to compete for consumers.
All right, good stuff. Really appreciate that. Evan Weinberger, Bloomberg Law, giving us some the latest on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's something out there that I think as a consumer you don't really feel, see, but it's out there, and it's taking, obviously looking for the individual consumer.